You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey, hey, what's up, Cowboys Nation? Welcome to another edition of Cowboys Roundup, brought to you by SB Nation's Blogging the Boys, where every day we bring you the latest and greatest Cowboys news and updates. My name is Dan Rogers. You may know me as Danny Phantom at Blogging the Boys or on Twitter at DannyPhantom24. It is Tuesday, October 12th, 2021, and we are once again enjoying another wonderful week where our beloved Dallas Cowboys are winners. Winners of four straight. The Cowboys continue to roll and now enjoy a two-game lead over both Washington and Philadelphia. But honestly, nobody is paying much attention to that division lead, as all this winning has our sights set on something bigger. Looking around the NFC, only the Arizona Cardinals have a better record as they are undefeated at 5-0. The Buccaneers, Packers, and Rams also share a 4-1 record with Dallas. The Cowboys' success comes from a combination of strong play by both the offense and defense, but make no mistake about it, Dak and company are paving the way for great things. Head coach Mike McCarthy had a chance to talk to the media on Monday, where he was asked about the offense's success as the team achieved an impressive feat on Sunday, when they had over 300 yards passing and 200 yards rushing in the same game. This is the first time the Cowboys have done this since the middle of the 1983 season in a 30-point blowout over the Philadelphia Eagles. McCarthy was asked about points per possession as he spoke about the team's ability to sustain drives, as he pays particular attention to a series of 7-plus plays. Let's listen in on Coach McCarthy.
The fact that we're running a ball as well as we are, you know, I think when you look at series, seven plus plays is a stat that I've always paid a lot of attention to, because it's so difficult to go the long way. And, you know, that the long drive, what, the 98-yarder, I mean, that's to do that at that point in the game was, I thought, the most important series of the game for us offensively. But it's very difficult to drive, four or five times in a game against defense. So, I mean, that's something that we focus a lot on. And, I think trying to stay ahead of the sticks is another evaluation that we continue to do. And, you know, we've been doing a good job of that so far this year.
For the record, 8 of the Cowboys' 10 possessions on Sunday went for 7-plus plays. And one of those that didn't actually was a 4-play touchdown drive where CeeDee Lamb hauled in a 49-yard touchdown. So we won't hold that against them. So, for those keeping score at home, the Cowboys offense only had one non-scoring drive under 7 plays on Sunday. You might remember it was a 3-and-out midway through the second, where they came a yard short and acted as if they were going to go for it before ultimately calling a timeout and punting. That was Brian Anger's one and only punt of the game. Of course, a big reason for the success of the offense has been the brilliant play calling of Kellen Moore. Some have commented that at times it feels like Kellen is in a groove. McCarthy was asked about whether that's even a thing and if it applies to his young offensive coordinator. Let's hear what he had to say.
When you're running a ball this well, it's a lot easier to call plays. I mean, because you're obviously when you're able to continue to run the ball 30 plus times a game, it's obviously you're probably ahead in the sticks. So definitely no. I think he's definitely in the groove, and but. More importantly, I really like the way, Kellen and the staff and the players, we're doing a good job with the in-game adjustments, and I'm sure it'll be a big challenge this week in New England.
The Cowboys have been masterful with adjustments. Even when things are a little sluggish early, this team turns on the Jets as the game progresses. In fact, the Cowboys have gone up by at least 20 points at some point in the second half in each of the last three games. This team is adjusting, and they are finishing strong. So where do the Cowboys offense rank? Well, currently they are number 1 in the league in total yards, averaging 440 yards per game. They are number 2 in the league in points scored with 34 a game. In case you were wondering, the Cowboys franchise record for points per game is 29.9 by that 1983 team we were talking about earlier. The Cowboys are also number two in rushing with 173 yards a game. That's not too bad considering they only put up 60 in week one. When the offense is rolling like that, it really creates some opportunities for your defense. And nobody has seized those opportunities more than second-year cornerback Trayvon Diggs. Every week we're talking about this guy, and that's because every week he's picking off another pass. He now has 6 picks in 5 games this season. That's just remarkable. McCarthy talked about Diggs on Monday, proclaiming that what we got a glimpse of last year is now showing up in a big way. Here's what he had to say.
He's off to a tremendous start, and you know, had some big moments last year too. So I think we're seeing last year coming to, you know, fruition here as far as, you know, he's played that, you know, at that level weekly, you know. So and I think we all can acknowledge that he's probably going to get, you know, not as many opportunities in the future, but you know, he's you know, just his ability to track the football is unique. I mean, I just you know, even the one he caught out of bounds was a great catch. So I mean, he's anticipating, he's seeing the routes, he's recognizing the time clocks, and you know, and obviously has great ability to go get the football.
Can you remember the last time you were excited about the play of a Cowboys cornerback? What Diggs is doing is fantastic, and he's doing it week after week. The guy is just amazing. The Cowboys came out of this game with no injuries, maybe a few guys banged up, but no one to add to the injury list. McCarthy mentioned that Ezekiel Elliott was sore after his little run-in with the pylon on the sideline, but he doesn't see it as any kind of issue that would threaten his ability to suit up on Sunday. The Cowboys weren't too pleased about the placement of the pylon and are sending an email about it. Zeke also said he thought it would be more foamy and not so hard. McCarthy said Randy Gregory played well and that he was extremely disruptive and that he's put together 3 consistent performances since coming back from COVID. For the record, Gregory had 9 total pressures on Sunday. While he didn't come away with any sacks in this one, his impact was significant. And while many tried to get the coach to take the cheese on how great this team is, McCarthy repeatedly said he likes where they are, not really giving in to any excitement, but rather staying focused on the task at hand. That's it for our updates today. Make sure to check out all the great podcasts throughout the entire week. Every day we got something new for you. Later today, we'll have the 750 with Tony Casillas and RJ Ochoa, as well as the BTB Roundtable, where we hash out all the great talking points of Sunday's game, so keep your eyes out for those two today. That's all we have for today. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hope you have the best day ever. Stay safe, stay happy, stay true to the silver and blue, and we will catch you later.